you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Hi, Ray.
Hello, Rob. Good to be with you today.
Sticking with the task, or rather, stick with the task until it sticks to you, is a line from a poem with an unknown author, but it's been quoted numerous times. So let's talk about stick-to-itiveness. How do you define that?
Well, stick-to-itiveness is having a dogged perseverance to just stay with something and fight it through. And that's the whole concept of stick-to-itiveness. I mean, you're dogged. Resolute tenacity. You're so dogged about or staying with it, resolute to stay with it, that you accomplish it, even though it's an indomitable task to you and something that's really something you don't want to do and challenged in your life to do. You just stay with it and stick to it until you solve it. So stick-to-itiveness is a, I don't know if it's a real word, but it's just that ability to stay with the task until it sticks to you.
I think it's a word. If it's not, it should be. You know, thinking back to a previous podcast, and we talked a little bit about fighting a losing battle. So when you're talking about stick-to-itiveness, and what you talked about was the dogged, relentless pursuit of getting, you know, weathering the storm or getting through to the end of the task and being successful when it's over. But we want to make sure we have a distinction here between that kind of effort and then a kind of effort that ends up being destructive.
Exactly. So, you know, don't stick to something that's not worth sticking to, you know, like sticking to smoking when you know it's bad for you. That's a wrong kind of dogged tenacity or perseverance. If the values are good and you want to accomplish it, you know, stick with it until you really enjoy doing it. And that's, you know, what I talk about in my book, Tough Things First, is to learn to love the things you hate. So that's stick-to-itiveness. If you can learn to love things you don't like doing, you've accomplished a lot. And so it takes a lot of discipline. And discipline, you know, I define as doing what you don't like doing and doing it well. And having that ability to do the things you don't like doing is, you know, a dogged perseverance. And so that's what I mean by having stick-to-itiveness.
You walked right into the next word I was going to bring into the discussion, and that is discipline. So let's start with discipline is not something that comes about in the process. Discipline has to be there at the beginning, doesn't it?
Yes. So it's the willingness to do those things that you don't want to do. That's what discipline is. Any of you who have a rigorous exercise program or a rigorous diet that you follow or a hobby that you follow and you do, it takes consistency and persistence, a persistent effort to accomplish it. So to excel at anything, you have to have a mindset that says you're just not going to give up. You're just going to stay with it until it's done.
And you mentioned in the course of our discussion here during this podcast, doing the tough things first. It's learning to love what you hate, getting those things out of the way that may be a hindrance or a distraction to you because you dislike it or it's unpalatable for you, get those out of the way so that the fun things or the more interesting, exciting things that you do during the day are what you have to do the rest of the day. You've already gotten those other things out of the way.
Yeah, become more creative. I mean, if you can get rid of those tough tasks, the ones that you don't like doing, and get those out of those ones that are a pain in the neck, as they say, you're going to be more creative the rest of the day because your mind is free of all those things that you would have or wanted to procrastinate. And, you know, procrastination is the bane of humanity. So, you know, don't put off those difficult tasks. Just get them out of the way. Do them.
Do you think that's where a lot of people break down when they are, say, they begin a task, they think they're focused, stick-to-itiveness is probably one of their mottos, and maybe even discipline is something they think about. But discipline, again, I said, starts from the beginning, and it has to go all the way through the end. You find that's where things start to lose, you start to lose it and lose your momentum when you let those things you dislike pile up.
Well, you know, we have these New Year's resolutions we talk about at the beginning of every year. In fact, we start talking about them at the end of every year. You say, well, I got to come up with my New Year's resolutions. You know, and they don't last. I mean, you know, if you think about the resolutions you have made, New Year's resolutions, I doubt seriously that you either accomplished them or that you even stuck with them for more than 3 months. And you're not alone. I mean, having that mindset that, you know, a resolution, it doesn't have to be at the first of the year. You know, it's a consistent effort to be the best. And it's not something that you decide to do at the end of each year and then give up about, you know, 3 months later. It's something that you have learned to do. You enjoy, you know, fighting those tough tasks as you would. And that's how you become the best of the best and excel at something, is when you have learned to really do the things you don't like doing and then loving doing it. So, you know, there's a saying that goes, come what may and love it. So no matter what comes your way, no matter what challenges and difficulties you have in your life, just say, bring it on. You know, I'm, that's what I want to do. Give it to me. Whatever it is that no one else wants, I'll take them. You know, that's what this country is built on. You know, bring us your, you know, indigent, your people who are, you know, needing help, and we'll help you. And that's what this country is known for, is its willingness to help others.
And stick to it. Thanks, Ray.
Right. You bet. Thank you, Rob.
And I'm Rob Artigo, and Ray Zinn right there invites you to check out his toughthingsfirst.com website, where you'll find more information on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter pages. You can join the conversation there, chime in with your questions or requests, and learn more about Ray's book, which we mentioned here in the podcast, Tough Things First. You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.